into the void of space, we shine a light, a flickering force, moving at eternal pace on an infinite voyage. Explore the magic. We are never too old for new worlds to align. Life is not a race, but a moment to embrace the journey.
Traveling through the stars.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, and beyond. Listener supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Fatia. I'm 10 years old, and I'm also from Hudson.
And we're here every week talking about books.
Books we love, books we hate, and bookish things.
And that's what we'll do today. I'm so excited Fatia's here. It's been so long. We've had a busy month where we weren't able to get together to talk about books and bookish things. But I'm excited to have you back on the radio with me. How was the end of your summer?
It was pretty good.
Any highlights?
Well, we did go to a lot of places. We went to so many picnics. It was pretty fun.
I love a good picnic. There's still some picnic weather in the future weeks, I believe.
Yeah.
So you might be able to have a few more. And you've started school. What grade are you in these days?
Sixth.
Sixth. So that's a new school for you, right?
Yeah.
How do you like your new school?
It was pretty good. There's like so many new things. Like, it's like way different. A lot of people say they love the cafeteria more than the old school. And they say the food's better.
What do you think?
I also think the food is better too. The pizza is like, I think the pizza is like more brownish crust and more crusty than the other pizza from our old school.
That's funny. That was totally a thing back when I was in school too. Like when I was a kid getting the hot lunch, the pizza, like everybody wanted the pizza that was kind of browned, like almost burnt, but not quite. Like you would try to scope out the best piece. So some things never change, I guess. But yeah, are you reading anything in school yet in terms of a story?
Yeah, well, no, well, kind of, but like we do this thing called study hall. I'm pretty sure a lot of other schools do it too. It's like we have like 9 periods, and at 9th period, we have to finish all of our work, and then we get to read our book. And the book I'm currently on is I keep on forgetting the title, but I'm pretty sure it's like Sweet and Sunny. I don't know the author's name though.
Maybe next week you can report back. I'm always curious what people are reading in school and if I'd like it or not. But anyways, I have a couple books I could share. And then I know you have a poem that you want to share as well, right?
Yeah.
So maybe I'll share one book and then you can share a poem and then I'll share my final book. Does that sound good?
Sounds good.
Okay. So first up, I'm going to share a book that I'm reading with my mom and my niece. And my niece lives out in Portland, Oregon, and she is planning to participate in the Battle of the Books. They have a Battle of the Books, which we used to participate in here in this area, but we haven't had a team for a number of years. But if there's avid readers out there that are like, that seems cool, let's form a team and do Battle of the Books. I'm down to do it in a future year. Need to get a team. But some of our neighbor libraries like Claverick and Kinderhook participate in that and have a good time. And they just had the big battle recently. But in Oregon, it seems like it's a year-round program as opposed to like a summer program like it is here. And they have a really big list of books. And the books sound really great. There were a lot of ones that either I've read and really loved or know people that have read or really loved. But one that I haven't read yet that we're all reading now together is Daughter of the Deep by Rick Riordan. And he is a very popular author. This book is really good so far. It's a little different than some of his other books in that his other books are all somewhat centered on myths from different places in the world. And this one is inspired by Jules Verne's 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. And I'll read the description to this one because I'm still making my way through it. I don't want to spoil too much. Anna Dakar is a freshman at Harding Pencroft Academy, a five-year high school that graduates the best marine scientists, naval warriors, navigators, and underwater explorers in the world. Anna's parents died while on a scientific expedition 2 years ago, and the only family she's got left is her older brother, Dave, also a student at HP. And they've heard all the Harry Potter jokes already, so don't go there. Anna's freshman year culminates with the class's weekend trial at sea, the details of which have been kept secret. She only hopes she has what it'll take to succeed. All her worries are blown out of the water when, on the bus ride to the ship, Anna and her schoolmates witness a terrible tragedy that will change the trajectory of their lives. But wait, there's more. The professor accompanying them informs Anna that Harding Pencroft has been fighting a cold war against its rival school, Land Institute, for 150 years. Now that cold war has been turned up to a full boil, and the freshmen are in danger of becoming fish food. In a race against deadly enemies, Anna will make amazing friends and astounding discoveries about her heritage as she puts her leadership skills to the test for the first time. So yeah, it's hard to know what to share without spoiling. So I won't share too much about the plot, but it's quite the adventure, and it's a very unique setting. There isn't that much at the start about the school. Like they pretty quickly go right into that trial at sea that has the tragedy that they mentioned in the description. So you don't get much time at the actual facility of the school, but it's a school that has different houses, kind of like the Harry Potter houses. So there's sharks, cephalopods, dolphins, and one that I'm forgetting, but another one. Oh, maybe orcas? I don't know, but something like that. But yeah, I think this would be a really fun book for anyone who likes an adventure story and a strong, resilient young woman lead character. Yeah, I'm enjoying it so far because I'm reading with my mom and my niece. I don't get to control the pacing, which is always like a different experience, but it is fun reading with them and sharing in the book together and talking about it. Something that I very much enjoy doing with them. But that's Daughter of the Deep by Rick Riordan. And I'm not sure if it's in a series or not. It might just be a standalone. I haven't heard anything or seen anything that suggests that there's a follow-up, but you never know. Maybe they'll decide to continue the adventure someday. But from what I can tell, it's not a planned series, which a lot of his books are series books where they have multiple stories, like the Percy Jackson books and was it Magnus Chase? Something like that. I think you would like his books. I haven't read them, but just from what I've heard of them, they seem like books that you would like. Atia, do you like adventure stories?
Yeah, they're pretty interesting.
So, what is the poem that you wanted to share?
It is called Autumn. It's a poem about autumn, and the name is Autumn. So, because I'm pretty sure it's like autumn already. I'm not sure. And plus, my birthday's in autumn, which I'm even more excited about.
That's fair.
The leaves are falling one by one. The sunny days will soon be gone. Yellow, orange, brown, and green, the colors of autumn can be seen. The wind, the rain, the sun shines through. It's colder now for me and you.
Nice. Autumn is one of my favorite times of year. I think technically autumn doesn't start for like another week or two. I guess about a week. But I think just about everybody thinks of autumn as like once September hits. So I definitely feel like it's autumn, even though technically it's not yet. But we'll let it count.
Autumn is like probably like around my first favorite is autumn, my second favorite spring, third favorite is winter, fourth favorite is summer. Summer is nice and all, we get breaks, but the thing I hate about summer is when it is so warm.
Yeah, that can be really tough and uncomfortable. I feel like I enjoyed the summer. I mean, we had like at least one really hot spell, but like it wasn't too, we didn't have too many heat waves this summer. I
I
survived the main one. So then
feel
I
like
did okay.
this summer is like cooler than other summers. Other summers are usually very hot. I personally feel like this summer is like hot, but it was very warm, but like it didn't feel warm.
Yeah, I think I enjoyed the summer more than most in terms of the weather, especially. But I don't know. I like something about every single season. But I think fall is like just such a pretty time. Like there's you still have like the end of summer, like the flowers are still blooming for the beginning of the fall, and then you get the fall foliage colors are so pretty, and then the weather's so nice. It is good picnic weather. I hope you get some more picnics in. I have one other book that I'm currently reading. I think I'm almost done with it, but it came out this week, earlier this week, it was released, and it is a graphic novel memoir called Uprooted, a memoir about what happens when your family moves back. And it's by Ruth Chan. I'll read the description for this one too and then talk about it a little bit. It says, perfect for fans of New Kid and a first time for everything. A joyful and tearful debut middle grade graphic memoir about one girl being uprooted when she moves to Hong Kong, a place where her family fits in, but for her, it's nothing like home. Ruth Chan loves her hometown in Toronto, hanging out with her best friends for life and snacking on ketchup flavored potato chips, which are the best. What Ruth doesn't love is having to move to Hong Kong after her dad gets a new job there. Her mom is excited to reunite with her family, but it's not the same for Ruth. In Hong Kong, her classes are harder, her Cantonese isn't good enough, and her parents are never around. Ruth feels lonely and completely uprooted. But as Ruth's dad tells stories about her family, about how they relied on their strength, courage, and each other to survive the most difficult times, Ruth realizes that she too can be strong. Gradually, she puts down roots, knowing that home will always be where her heart is. That is a great description. So yeah, it really follows Ruth on her time moving to a new place that's different in a lot of ways. And it's just a big change for her. And it's also different for her family, for her parents, but is more comfortable for them because it's where they were originally from and where their family is. And yeah, I found it really enjoyable so far. I do love graphic novel memoirs in general. I find it's a good format type of book for me. I love hearing people's stories and memories of their life, and the graphic novel aspect is always has a nice way of showing some of the little details as well. But I think it does a good job of like showing these like changes that people experience and the feelings that come along with those and the experiences, both, you know, the both in terms of both feelings and experiences, there's good and bad and in between, and how people can make it through that and communicate with one another to like help make it go more smoothly. It's also cool seeing a little bit of Hong Kong because I've never been there before. So it's interesting to see what her experience was like, what she saw and did. And I can't remember when this is set. I can't remember how clear it is. I'm sure that there's little hints in terms of like what people are into and, you know, in terms of music or other things that they like. Oh, it looks like it's set in 1993. So things are a little different then. They didn't have the internet to stay connected with their friends and probably didn't have cell phones to keep in touch. I know one of the parts of the story is that her mom always, like, she gets home from school, and if her mom's not there, she's left a note for her letting her know where she is, because her dad often works in like a different city, so he's only there once or twice a week in the house. So it's really just her and her mom. So sometimes she gets home and she's all alone, and being in a new place, that can feel kind of lonely times. But she does find some nice friends and figures out her place there and figures out to communicate with her parents what she needs. So I highly suggest this book. Again, that's Uprooted by Ruth Chan, or Uprooted, a memoir about what happens when your family moves back. So those are the two main books that I've been reading this week, aside from a couple adult books and a whole lot of picture books. And then I don't know what I'm going to read next. I got to pick out a next youth book. I have sort of a lineup of my adult reads, and then the picture books, it's just whenever they come in. But I'm not sure what my next book will be that's for bound by books. Do you have anything on your to-read list?
I don't think so right now.
Just going to finish up the one that you're working on at
school? Yeah.
Yeah, and then decide from there. Seems like that's your style. Like you focus in on what you're reading, and then once you need a new book, then you figure it out.
Yeah.
Whereas I'm more of I like gather all these books, and I'm like, which one do I go to next? I always have like five at the same time, which isn't always the easiest. There's lots of different styles of reading, and they fit different people different ways. So that's cool. So before we go for the day, I just want to let our listeners know about an event happening at the library later this month. We're having an author talk with Laura Flam and Emily Sue Leibowitz on their book, But Will You Love Me Tomorrow? An Oral History of the 60s Girl Groups. And so they're going to come and present a brief history of the girl group sound, along with a reading from the book, and then they'll have a Q&A. And so that book was written for an adult audience, but I'm sure it would be of interest to some younger readers as well. And I think the topic is really interesting too. I love that
style of music in those groups. So definitely going to check that book out and the author event as well. So for that, it's going to be held on Thursday, September 26th at 6 p.m. at the Hudson Area Library. If you want to reserve a seat, you can email programs at hudsonarealibrary.org or call 518-828-1792, extension 101. And again, that is an author talk with Laura Flam and Emily Sue Leibowitz, authors of But Will You Love Me Tomorrow? An Oral History of the 60s Girl Groups, which the book was named Best of 2023 by Rolling Stone, NPR, and Variety. So acclaimed book. I'm excited for that event and hope some people out there listening will join us. You can find out more about that event and other events coming up at the library at hudsonarealibrary.org. And of course, if there's any young listeners out there who love reading and talking about books and are interested in joining Bound by Books or in our radio crew, feel free to reach out to me at info@hudsonarealibrary.org. Again, I'm Emily, and we would love to hear from you. You could come on as a one-time guest, or you, if you're excited about it, we're open to having new members that are continually coming to the show too. You could join me and Fatia and Jada on the radio each week. But on that note, we're going to wrap it up for today. We hope everyone out there listening has a great week filled with lots of quality reading time. And we'll be back next week to talk about some more books. Until then,
happy reading.
Awesome.